Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emacs the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And of course, for those who don't know, hey, I want to welcome you all into one of the fastest moving hours of all, the Al Porter Man in the Street, Chapter 7, Verse 4. And that M period, A period, N period is an acronym, an abbreviation for music, activism, news. And for those who tuned in to Blog Talk Radio and you're listening to the Emacs Radio, feel free to use that 646-478-0944 phone number as I give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for info. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct, 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, that's all right. You can stay silent and go back on hold. If you change your mind, you can call back or press one. Now, I just need to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Certain things that may have stood out. Number 10, Emacs. Well, of course, that song has gotten a lot of attention, about over 500 views. He produced the track, that Tribal War Cry, which will be on CMHA. Number 9, Flexin', Ricky Rich. Number 8, Fatty Banks. Yep, Fatty Banks, back at it. 14-year hiatus, came out with a nice new album. Number 7, Black Odyssey. Number 6, Black House Sounds. Number 5, Wow, moving up. Black Wealth Music Group, last Saturday, they spent like Megatron's birthday party all the way, all over town, from the Rock Hall throughout. Number four, the debut, the People's Poetry Slam, which will be upcoming this coming Thursday. Oh, wow, 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Happy Dog at Euclid Tavern, 11625 Euclid Avenue, 44106, $5, but I believe it says $3 for students. Number three, the debut, January's Indivisible Cleveland meeting, but it's Indivisible CLE, CLE meeting, birthday edition, the January one, the one-year anniversary, which will be 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, this Thursday, January 25th at 11910 Detroit Avenue, Lakewood, Ohio, 44107. Number two, a debut of what happened the past Saturday with Eric Wilson and Friends at Wilbert's that happened last Saturday. Number one, new, why wouldn't they make it up there? Between the entertainment that was provided, you had, wow, the Women's March 2018. That's all I can say before I get into anything else having to do with that. I want to at least let people know before I go to the phone lines. Whew, definitely. Rest in peace, Wayne Davis from Edge Hill Community Church. Miss Stella Price's son, he'll be, his home going is tomorrow. Also, Tasha Mack of the Black House Sounds family, she lost her mom. The home going was the past Friday. And last but not least, I will say that the past Saturday, after I had a brief foray into the Women's March, I'll get into that in just a little while, but they had the homegoing celebration of Lloyd S. Robinson the past Saturday at Strouders. Long story short, what I would like to say, and picking apart some of the things, is that, of course, Lloyd Sanders Robinson was born May 21st, 1940, in Cleveland, Ohio, attended and graduated from Glenville High School in the 60s, and afterwards he joined the Army, served in Vietnam. Lloyd retired from LTV Steel with over 40 years of service. Basically speaking, yes, he did eat, dance, crack jokes, and just have fun, father figure to many children, and was a faithful member of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Lloyd departed his life on January 5th, 2018. And before I go to the phone lines, one of those things that I want to thank people like Reverend Pinckney, who spoke on his behalf, DJ Dollar Rock and family who attended. ClevelandUrbanNews.com came right there after the march. Donna Walker Brown and I'm Free, which was written by Darlene Gibbs, Black on Black Crime Incorporated member. Don't grieve for me, for now I'm free. I'm following the path God has for me. I took his hand when I heard him call. I turned my back and left it all. I couldn't stay another day to laugh, to work, to love, or play. Hey, task left undone must stay that way. I found that's peace at the close of the day. If my parting has left a void with remembrance and joys. Friendship shared, a laugh, a kiss, oh yes, these things. And I too will miss you, but not burdened with tears of sorrow. I wish you the satisfaction of tomorrow. That was just a piece of a beautiful, beautiful poem. Guess the last piece of it that stands out is, my life's been full and I savored much, good friends, good times, as well as that touch. Perhaps my time seemed all too brief. Don't lengthen it now with unfair grief. Lift up your hearts and share with me. God wanted me now. He set me free. Amen to that. So I'm going to go to the first person who's on the phone line. I'm going to go and see what's going on with that 216-804. How you doing?
Oh, I am doing fine, Mr. Porter.
That's beautiful.
Yes,
that's beautiful.
And I'm okay, and I'm here waiting to see just what we have because that you have on today. I'm waiting to hear. So keep up the good work.
I will do my very best, and I thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome. And now listen.
That's right. I got you. And I appreciate you for going to learn something and for tuning in another week. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Keep up the good work.
Will do my very best. Oh, wow. Well, I can tell you the good news. I will get to my phone callers of 216-324-216-820-216-609. I did not do that earlier, but definitely wishing a happy birthday to Joseph Motley Jr. And I'm going to make it real easy on myself, too, because since I've gotten into all of that, I guess I should tell people that if you choose, if you wish to, you could definitely Facebook Champagne Bang or the official Hurricane Bang Facebook page. How about Facebook of Sheriff Kilroy? Wait a minute. How about Facebook that Black Man Army Man to Man? Or Facebook or YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. I'm on Facebook, that's with a period. Or YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. And there we go. And like I can tell people also, it's always good to be able to give some information. I might not know everything, but I can at least say to what has happened. As myself, you know, I'm going to just start it off on an 8-foot step ladder before I go to my next phone caller. And this will only take about 2 minutes. Because, you know, it's an 8-foot step ladder for the soapbox, and I appreciate it. And because as president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, you wouldn't believe I hear complaints about our consent decree committee chaired by Gary Cantor not being able to solve police problems. Hell, I hear complaints about Reverend Pinckney's Saturday service or Elder Harris and Brother Ted's Sunday services at our Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters, just saying that they don't do enough. I hear complaints about Judy Martin's vigils or Kim Snyder working on police and community outreach to at least work together. I also hear these complaints about Dr. Dorothy, the Peace Action, or Don Bryant, immigrant support. You know, you all complain that Black Man's Army doesn't do enough or is sexist or too black. Yeah, there are people who complain about the Art McCoy radio show or Man in the Street or the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop radio show that we don't have enough content. There are those people who complain about the Black House Sounds open mic or the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop or Black Man's Army Man to Man not reaching out and doing enough. There are those people who complain about the East Cleveland recall election. There are people who complain about the inner city Republican movement, although we brought key Republicans to the inner city to answer questions. Y'all complain. But my problem is sometimes if you're not in a group, it doesn't have to be my group, but your own group. If you can't make it out there, if you're not at least praying for the people out there, which you can do because everybody can't get out on the front lines or at least passing along information, why don't you create something or attend something? I mean, how the hell can you complain to me? Kings speak. I mean, think about it. Kings listen to kings, queens. We speak a language, a royal language. Even Ebonics or slang, as long as we're being real, that's how I can listen to so many complaints from those who are doing something. But if you're doing nothing, not even praying, then how can I take you serious? Because to me, you're not royalty. You're a pauper, far from even being a prince or a princess. I'm done. I'm going to the phone line to see what's going on because this 216-324 is probably complaining that I talk too much. How you doing out there? 216-324? Hello?
Hey. Hello. How are you?
Hey. I'm all right. What about you?
I'm great. It's Angela Davis.
Oh, I know it's on now. Talk to me. I know it's on.
So, Saturday, Kareem and I and Ivanka and several other activists attended the illegal and whatever else you want to call it, early endorsements for the Democratic Party, led by the corrupted Chantel Brown and Marsha Fudge. And we actually got some different results than before when we did not attend. Andrea Nelson Moore, who is a black judicial candidate, did get the endorsement. So we were able to turn that result around. However, we were not able to get the endorsement for Deborah Turner, but that's okay because her opponent didn't get it either, even though he had got the recommendation for it at the earlier meeting. There was a lot of dissatisfaction. We made people a little uncomfortable. Chantel Brown threw a temper tantrum and tried to front Mayor Trevor Elkins because he is for the people and decided to let us know that they wanted to do this process early. So she blasted him for that. So, yeah, she'll get payback for that, of course. I'm working on that now. Anyway, so that's for a later show.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Kevin Kelly, who thought that the sign that we made about him, he thought that it was a great sign and he wanted to take a picture. Dude, we called you a rat. And last but not least, this is for Jeff Johnson. Jeff, I am so disappointed in you. You went to prison and you proclaimed to have been rehabilitated. But yet you've come out here, and in the last two election cycles, you have been caught in lies about something as simple as your residence. Last year when you were running for mayor, you swore wholly that you lived at 9024 Parkgate, which would have made mm-hmm. you eligible to run for mayor instead of living in Twinsburg with your wife and your two beautiful bonus daughters. Now, this election cycle, you have conveniently moved from 9024 to a residence over on Larchmere to all of a sudden want to run against Sandra Williams. I have a problem with you, Jeff. You're lying. And according to the bylaws and the Constitution of the Cuyahoga County Democratic Party, you must be a resident for 1 year for whatever seat that you're trying to run for. Therefore, Jeff, man up, be honest, tell the truth, and let everybody know that, yeah, you live in Twinsburg, you don't live in 9024 Parkgate, and you don't live on Larchmere. You're not scheduled to move in yet until a later date, which still makes you ineligible to run against Sandra Williams. Let her have her seat. Quit being a puppet for Marsha Fudge, because that's what that's all about. That's my spiel.
Okay. Right now, I already know what's getting ready to happen before we even end off on this conversation. Somebody's
okay.
going to say, you know something? How can I join in and stand up for myself? And I'm going to ask you, please, can you tell us how we can go about doing that?
Well, you can reach me on my telephone number is 216-324-8585. But normally if there's something going on in the community, you'll find me or Cassandra McDonald, Ivanka Hall, Kareem, or LaTanya Goldsby. You'll find one of us always at one of these events. So we're not hard to find. All you have to do is follow the sound because we're very loud. Just follow the sign, or you can reach out to any of us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or like I said, you can always give me a call at 216-324-8585. My name is Angela Davis, and I'm definitely keeping my namesake movement going. Power to the people.
Amen. Thank you very much for calling in this evening. Hey, you hold a line, you might hear something else that you might like or be able to use. I thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You do the same. As a matter of fact, I'm feeling excellent just for the simple fact that before I go to the next phone caller, I have three. So before I go to the 216, wow, 20 followed by 216, 619. And then I'm looking at the 216209. Hey, I'm not a great person to memorize everything. I wrote it down. Thank you. Anyway, I just want to go up on this 10-foot step ladder for my soapbox. It'll be about 2 minutes or less. Because if you're an activist, then you're active. That's just it. You're actively working for change. Whether you're a grassroots community organizer or what have you, you're actively doing something. So, you know, in November 2017, a couple died in a car crash and fire. But EMS from Cleveland refused to come down because they said, hey, that area on Superior, we believe it's in East Cleveland. So since it's in East Cleveland, we can't even come through. Here's the problem. It was across the East Cleveland borderline, still in Cleveland. And not only did you have a couple burn up, but you had three people who were seriously injured. And myself and quite a few others, including our Minister of Information, Dave Jones, we were very upset about that. Now, 2 weeks ago, a man was shot 16 times with an automatic. Yeah, but God was for him because it happened in his driveway, and he drove himself off of East 188th Street to around East 200th and Euclid to a Euclid police vehicle, and many other Euclid police vehicles showed up, and they called for Cleveland EMS. And, you know, the police from Cleveland said, I guess the dispatch said, EMS can't respond. They just can't. They can't go over that threshold, that borderline. So Euclid police at least doing something right. I guess they didn't want any more protests coming down there for the wrongdoing that they did. But anyway, they took the male victim to the hospital. Now, Newsnet 5 interviewed man in the street, Sal Porter, and said, basically speaking, the only thing that I said, which I felt was worthwhile, was there's no reason or boundary where lives should be lost. This isn't an isolated incident. If a life's in balance, they see that, they know that, they go across the borderline. Now, after that, it was nice that at least Newsnet 5 reporter Mike Brookbank was able to prove EMS can travel the suburbs to help people if there's no other way. As a matter of fact, I'm kind of glad they didn't bring up the full thing of what I said, but my thing was it's assisted murder. That's it, a homicide. And maybe on the November, because this last person, no, he didn't die, but because of what happened with that couple, they should consider at least murder charges for the EMS not getting it right. But I'm going to 216-820. You're on next. You'll probably tell me that I'm not getting it right tonight, and I accept that criticism. 216-820, how you doing out there?
Well, first and foremost, I just want to say Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. Another thing I want to say, you know what I'm saying, and this goes with the first and foremost, I want to give a big, 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 big birthday shout out to my partner, the founder of Black House Sound, Joseph Motley Jr. I'm letting everybody know right now that when it comes to Black House Sound, Joseph Motley Jr. has been pouring his heart out for this since he was yay high. But when it comes to Black House Sound, it's been going on nearly 13 years for this. And I'm going to tell you right now, it has never been better than what it has been now. So when it comes to Black House Sound does make real Cleveland music. And speaking of Black House Sound, I want each and everybody to log on to Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Log on to that. You will see more solos of not just Joseph Motley Jr. You'll see music videos from Black House Sound, from Pressure to Dreams to Thank You, Jesus, and so forth. Mm. Even No Limit What the Lord Will Do. And also go to YouTube, type in Endo Dub, and check out the new song Bankroll. Or you can go type in Carl Powers III, and you will get the Delete Obsolete. You know what I'm saying? You can also log on. You can also log on to more and more great things from Black House Sound. Also coming soon, there will be a film. It's already in the process of working. You know what I'm saying? Next week, we will be reviewing and we will be telling the world what exactly what the movie is based on and what it will be about.
Man, I appreciate that immensely. And we appreciate the work that you do out there.
The work I do is simply phenomenal. And the reason why I say that, because Black House Sound still has open mic night coming soon. You know what I'm saying? That address is 17325 Euclid Avenue at the Chandler Park Building. Second floor, you know what I'm saying? You will see a sign out that says Friends and Fellowship. Come on out. You know what I'm saying? You can enjoy yourself. Also, you know what I'm saying, there will be man-to-man coming soon, you know what I'm saying, for more info on that. You know what I'm saying, and for more events and for more info, we will keep you posted, or just log on to Black House Sound or Joseph Molly Jr. on Facebook, and you will see, or you can type in to Al Porter's Sheriff Kilroy page, and you will also see flyers for upcoming events coming to you real soon. So to everyone that's out there that's listening, when it comes to this music thing, I love everybody for what they're doing. Do not stop doing what you're doing. The devil is a liar. Much love and keep God in your life.
Amen. Hey, Black House Sounds makes real Cleveland music. And before I do anything else, I'm coming up next to the 216-609, 216-209, and I'm excited. So this is what I think I'll do. I have not put certain things out there, so I want to let people know before I go to the next phone caller that if you choose, the Art McCoy Radio Show is on Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. Or you can check out Kent and Angelica on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM, or even the MC Chill Radio Show, which is Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. All of those have the www.newstalkcleveland.com, which is phenomenal. Also, you can check out on Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio, which will put you in touch with many programs. Or you can Facebook Alfred Porter JR period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, and you can run into a few more things that way. Last but not least, to send music in by Gmail for this program, you can go to emaxxradio@gmail.com. And last but not least, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is on voiceitradio.com. Tuesdays, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. As a matter of fact, I'm going to the next phone caller, the 216-609. I know you're probably upset because I've talked a long time. So with that being said, 216-609, how you doing?
Oh, wow. I'm having a wonderful birthday, but I have to respect this station. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing excellent. I'm learning a whole lot, so I'm doing well, brother.
Well, I want to thank everyone from Facebook that let Joseph Motley Jr. know happy birthday, and they like the music that we've been doing. I also want to thank Powers, Mr. Powers, CEO of Black House Sound. I want to thank Sheriff Kilroy, one of the people that helped promote a lot of our music throughout Cleveland and throughout the United States and even further than that, because that man is always working. The lady that I heard talking today, I mean, I know with the Ebonics thing, she probably think we some idiots, and that's okay. But I love her spirit because she's really trying to make a difference. So I want to show a shout out. We'll say something nice for her or whatever. And other than that, I'm just having a wonderful birthday. The open mic will be back up for Black History in February. So that's next month. if you can come out, I appreciate it. One of them weeks that we will be holding the open mic will have something to do with Valentine's Day. But don't think that you're going to come there and candy is going to be all around the spot. I mean, it probably be a few things that you can munch on as far as Valentine's Day, but we black men, we not Donald Trump family. We not inherited a lot of money to where, you know, we can have a big chocolate heart sitting by each chair. You know, we just can't afford that right now. I'm like Cat Williams. I'm sorry I'm not Kevin Hart. I'm like Cat Williams. I'm just realistic. But other than that, though, come on out. Check us on out. Also in February with the Black Action Network, we will, Blackout Sound, we will be doing something when it comes to their event. So information from now to then will be told to you all. But other than that, like I say, I'm having a great, great birthday. And I can't complain. The only thing I can complain about is as a conscious rapper, I kind of feel defeated every time somebody come up dead or shot. But I also feel I'm winning when people is coming to the open mics, because I know that they not doing the wrong things in them hours, and maybe they overthink Saturday of their choices that they're going to make so they don't get shot or so they don't be at the wrong place at the wrong time, because they want to go work on a rap or a dance or maybe write a book or maybe do their own video or write a movie or whatever. That's what I'm hoping. So, like I say, Blackout Sound most definitely make real Cleveland music. In 2018, we have a lot to offer, a lot of structure, and hopefully we can get some of this Ebonic crap out of our language and get more business. And all them things is yet to come. So I thank you all for riding with Blackout Sound as normal. I thank you all for wishing me a happy birthday, and I thank all the YouTube fans that have been hitting that like button, because I noticed out of Sheriff Kilroy, Bang, Mr. Powers, Endo Dub, Milligram, and other people, they've been getting likes. I've been seeing likes go up, and I've been seeing numbers go up. So I just want to say thank you to whoever listening that's doing that, and we really appreciate it. Keep spreading the word, and we can't wait to see you at open mic. I'm out. Blackout Sound make real Cleveland music.
Man, I can appreciate that. As a matter of fact, whoo, did I feel real good. I think I did an excellent job representing Blackout Sounds, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, and a few others. Before I go to the 216-209 phone number, because let me pull out the 16-foot step ladder for my soapbox, because, you know, the past Saturday, you had thousands of women and women's rights supporters, you know, of women. 2018, 1 year later, March, where women, basically Democratic, they started it out last year because of Trump being elected as president. But this year, they wanted to be more inclusive. So they wanted to include more blacks, Latinos, others, independent, and conservatives this time. And they're basically saying, hey, this is the platform. Women, run for and win office for yourselves, especially since women, you know, with black people, black women, whose vote was important to make sure Doug Jones took out the presidential Trump's candidate, Roy Moore, for Alabama governor. Now, in Cleveland, 7,000 people were out on Saturday. This is important. In Cleveland now, where Women's March in Ohio Director Rihanna Childs of Columbus and Women's March Northeast Ohio Director Kenyona Sunny Matthews were inclusive to blacks and activists and reached out to ClevelandUrbanNews.com and Imperial Women's Coalition founder Kathy Ray Coleman. And included start everything off. Princess Dickie Moore, if I'm not mistaken, Reverend Cynthia Smith of Olivet Institutional Baptist Church, Frederica Mays Gates of Be Mad. I do believe also Aliana DeFries, Bertha Mother, was there. Now, Man in the Street. I did the I Am chant that was created by East Cleveland Councilman Ward 3's Ernest Smith, but I've been able to at least get it, take it to new heights, and I was thankful because at least when I spoke, I was able to go through the I Am, Oprah Winfrey, Karen O'Howe, Congresspersons, Marsha Fudge, Marcy Kaptur, I Am Congresswoman, Maxine Waters, and Sheila Jackson Lee, went through the United States current senators such as Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, Attorney General, the former Loretta Lynch, as well as former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and Hillary Clinton, Barbara Jordan, Shirley Chisholm, Loretta Scott King, Rosa Parks, Sojourner Truth, Mary McLeod Bethune, Mae Jameson, Harriet Tubman, Fannie Lou Hamer, Maya Angelou, activist Angela Davis, I Am former Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones from Cleveland, retired Judge Sarah Harper, current State Appeals Judge Patricia Ann Blackman, and former Judges Eunice Keenan and Jean Capers, to which I went through the Imperial Avenue women who were murdered by Anthony Sowell, all the names, as well as the Seymour Avenue kidnapped women who were raped by Ariel Castro, the victims of Michael Madison in East Cleveland, as well as all the women found dead on East 93rd. Now, the reason I bring that up is because we also put in there the women affected by DACA, as well as those women murdered by police locally and even in Texas. So my thing was, I was thankful to do that. And you probably would think, you know, by going first at 11 a.m. that no one would be there to see us. But by 11 a.m., 6,500 people were there. Wait, Kathy Coben had about 50 black people on stage. Now, wait, there was a lot of so-called black media. So why was the only ones there for the Player T show, which kind of scared me a little bit because think about it. That was a time that they should, any other black media could have been in between CNN, Fox, and the local affiliates for ABC, NBC, Fox 8, Cleveland.com, and as well as others who might have been smart enough to take the advantage, the MCs with gear on, who have gear or what have you, to have to at least join on stage. But I digress, because if you have 6,000 people there, by 10 a.m., 6,500 were on time by 11 a.m., and a full 7,000 by the time of the noon march. Wait, there was refused fascism was there. But how come at a 12:30 p.m. Glenville Festival, yeah, I'm going to go there, artists can't show up on time? How about a 10 p.m. show at a club? Let's say if you have somebody like, I don't know, we'll say Black Odyssey, they have everything set up at a club, and the artists themselves can't show up on time sometimes. Sometimes there are events where the damn audience won't show up. But you had 7,000 people show up over their cause, right? Police brutality, sometimes you can't get 50 people out. You can't even get 20 people to get 20 youth to sometimes a man-to-man while complaining about youth violence. Damn, I'm done. It makes me wonder, what do you believe in sometimes? Before I go to the other phone callers who are on the line, I'm going to go to 216-209 because he's probably going to tell me off and say that, darn it, forget the women's rights, what about the men's rights? Or either that, hey, I'm on time, y'all don't need to be on time. Whatever it is, 216-209, it's on you. How you doing?
Good morning. Al Porter, this is John from Black Odyssey, for all those who don't know. And I'm going to double down on the women's rights. Like I said it before when we talked about this this previous thing, what's taking them so long to put Harriet Tubman on the $20 bill?
You're right.
Andrew Dixon slaughtered and murdered a lot of people in the Trail of Tears. And he was responsible for many, many, many ugly sicknesses that also hit the land as well.
Right.
They also, they also, during this Trail of Tears, and people don't know, they tore down a lot of trees, which is harmful to the environment. But yet and still, they still won't replace his face with Harriet Tubman, a woman who had brought many, many people to the promised land of what we now call a freedom. But once again, I don't want to go off course. I just had to let that be known. I want to shout out to and I hope that was the Angela Davis, Power to the People, that I heard speaking earlier. I had the pleasure of meeting her in the airport in 2008, so I just want to say a hello and a special shout out to her. And shout out to Black House
Burns. This one was Angela Y. Davis. She was definitely named after the namesake. And she took the ball. I love the fact that she's at least living up to the name. But go ahead, brother.
Oh, that's great. That's just as great. Still shout out to her because the purpose and the meaning behind what she's doing is great. And I truly believe in that. And I want to also apologize for missing last week's show, but you know I was doing something constructive. So with that being said, OG Disco, better known as Goldie, will have another video coming soon called You're Mine. And we were out, and we had a really nice time filming and everything, so a special shout-out to him. Donald Wallace, Tay Wall, Max Spitt, because right now they're in New York working on some things with this music thing to push us all ahead. So prayers going all in the right direction, and I hope and pray to God. Just, you know what I'm saying, go on ahead and allow us to completely defeat this one thing we got called poverty so we can come back and help the others and give to the community in a larger scale. And I encourage people once again to give, because when you give, I just want to let people know this one thing about giving. Giving, people sleep well for many nights. But when you're a taker, you only eat well for that one night. So just please give. That's Black Odyssey, BlackOdessy. You can check us out on YouTube. We got more videos to come. And we're going to have a lot in store this year for the 2018 season. It's going to be real, real intense. And we will be dropping some footage, some rare footage that we don't really put out there. It's an interview with you, Alport. We're going to get that out there this year. And we're just going to let it run. It's going to be raw and like that. And we're going to be on a media scale a little bit more this year, too, as well. And I just want to say before I, you know, quit this little bit of talking here, please come on down and check us out at All American Shoe Shines, where we will clean, fix, and repair your shoes. We do all shoes, tennis shoes, dress shoes, suede boots, Timberlands, you name it, we do it. From the cheapest shoe to the most expensive shoe. Everybody got to have a good pair of shoes. So come on and see me down at the Nine Hotel, and I will take really good care of you. Black Odyssey.
Appreciate you, and thank you. As a matter of fact, what I am going to do is I'm looking at the 216-406, 216-703. So at least I know that I'll only take 2 minutes and get one thing out of the way so I can go to my phone callers, 24-foot step ladder for my soapbox. It won't take me this long because around 2.5 weeks ago, you know, President Trump met with Democrats and Republicans, some moderate, some really right-wingers, amid the process of immigration. And it was reported from at least 4 people in the room that President Trump wanted to know why we were accepting immigrants from stole countries like Haiti or Africa. And why not more from Norway, mostly Caucasian, but is Africa a country or continent? Anyway, World War II, Adolf Hitler, you know, he loved Norway and Scandinavian countries, but I digress. Now, you know, after the allegations of what he said, apparently, you know, President Trump, which was weird, he stayed quiet on the subject. He stayed off Twitter on it, didn't defend himself for about 3 days, and the White House didn't speak for about 3 days before they denied everything, which is very interesting. Now, for at least the first 5 days, there were some Republicans who were in the room who said, we're not sure what was said. And then about the fifth day, they said, know. We didn't hear any whole comments or anything like that. And all of a sudden, they came out and were very adamant in their denial of what, you know, Trump said in the room. Now, he may look guilty by his, you know, inactions or not standing up for himself, but here's what's deep to me. You know, some of us black people who are mad at the whole comment for the president or what he allegedly shouldn't have said, I don't think some of the black people who are upset, they shouldn't really be mad. Why? Because some of y'all been down in your roots, your heritage, just like Trump. Wait. Malcolm told you know, Malcolm X, have to, you know, make sure you don't think it's Malcolm Jamal Warner, although nothing against him, just the wrong Malcolm. Now, Malcolm X told you, asked that, you know, you were African because your forefathers and mothers were kidnapped and brought over, period. But now you want to argue with Malcolm. I got you. Some uppity Negroes. But anyway, you're mad because Trump allegedly said whole country, which must be all right because he said he ran on Christian moral values. But I digress. Now, some blacks are mad at him because he talked bad about Africa and Haiti, but some of you saying black folks sound just like him when you say funny looking red, black, and green. But wait, Honorable Marcus Garvey said a people without a flag, basically no identity. So he came up with a flag the world over. I mean, Italians, Israel, Latino, Irish, Chinese, Japanese, it doesn't matter. They have flags and they display them proudly, even in America, in their places of business. But we Negroes get scared and say, we's American, so don't say nothing about the president. You're not really insulting you. That's how I feel. Don't say it. I mean, I've been able to disagree with the Trumpster because in May of 2016, yeah, he was cool with his people and his audience beating black folks at his rallies. Now, as a matter of fact, you better not complain because many people are hollering, speak the language, King's language. And that's basically what the president is using to say Norway and other places are better. But wait a second. Why should I look down on white or black people who speak Southern? You know, y'all got that cornbread or even sometimes slang, Ebonics, what have you. If somebody comes to me and says, what up, God? Should I demonize them? Because if I do, I'm no better than Trumpster. Why? Because how the hell can I personally forget that this language was forced on me? Other languages beat the hell out of me, other dialects forced out of me by a wicked overseer who once again shows disdain for my whole country of origin. Now, I'm thankful to read and comprehend the King's English. That's important. But I never take part in pledging it's the only one because what it means is I'm disregarding and disparaging any African heritage that came from me. And one last thing, the Irish, Italians, and others in this country would die first if you went up to them and said that's not important. Boom, I'm going to the phone caller at 216-406. They're probably going to tell me, lay off of President Trump, and I know I deserve it. 216-406, you're on live.
I don't know why you always want to put that on me. You know I'm not going to tell you to lay off that person. Now, I have to say he's a person, because I just got to. I didn't say what kind of person. I just said a person. Okay.
Yes, he is.
Good evening, brother Al Porter. This is Tina Hobson, a.k.a. I Am a Superwoman of the award-winning I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. How are you?
Mm-hmm. I'm doing well. How are you?
Man, I am excited. I am excited. And I need Cleveland to get excited with me. This weekend I spent with at a CD release party in Atlanta, Georgia, for the sister of Kelly Price, John Ray Cherie Price. Bad gospel CD is awesome. It is awesome. And I was also with the CEO and co-CEO of IGARA, which is the major distribution company, music distribution company for the last 3 years for gospel independent artists, and now they're actually going into secular independent music artists.
okay?
Wow.
I was with them this weekend. And also, well, Pastor Keith Ron Powell and his wife, Teresa. I was also with Arthur Robert Rowland, who is a four-time Grammy Award-winning independent gospel artist. And they are excited about the fact that I'm in Cleveland with all this snow, because all of them are in Atlanta and Jacksonville, Florida. And, you know, so I guess they say somebody got to be in the cold, so it might as well be me. But anyway, we had a wonderful time, but they're actually really, really excited about Cleveland. They want to bring a gospel concert series here this spring or this summer, probably late spring. And they are asking me to, you know, help with the initial setup, location. But first of all, we need some artists. That's what I'm asking for. We need, I know I can count on Mr. Motley. I know I can. I am so impressed with him. I could just bust wide open. Calm down. I need to find my fan. Because that's how impressed I am with him. You know, it pays not to judge a book by its cover. Or sometimes you can't even judge it by the content of a chapter that you might have read. You got to read the whole book. You've got to read the whole book. You've got to know people. You've got to give yourself a chance to know who and what a person is really about. And that is the case with Joseph Motley. I want to just bust out in tears every time I think about him, because not only is he multi-talented and multi-genres, he is a gentleman. And he is a gentleman who is respectful. You know, there are people out there like that. It's just that they're so far and in between, and I guess I got to talk about me, have gotten kind of desensitized to the positive, because I hear so much bad gone negative all the time. So I've got, that's something I've got to work on, not being so critical, not being so, and I'm still talking about me, being so critical, so judgmental, and so, you know, not so much standoffish, but just, you know, judgmental, just you know, putting the cart before the horse before I even give the cart or the horse a chance to move, you know. So, again, Cleveland, all I need is a minimum of three. You could be a group, you could be single, you a solo, you can do rap, you could do hip hop, you could do contemporary southern, any type of gospel. And I work with you, I will personally work with you. It's a minimal. I mean, there is the sign up fee for a guy is so minimal that It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous based on what they do. And just like Shawnee Price, the CEO and the co-CEO, they came from Jacksonville to support her. They didn't have to do that. Okay, they didn't have to do that.
True.
But they did.
Got you.
And they do it with their other. Any artist who shows initiative, who's really doing what they're supposed to be doing, Pastor Keith Ryan and Teresa, they are back. They got their back 100%. 100%. And I want them to feel the same way about Cleveland as they do about artists in Atlanta and Houston and North Carolina and other places. I want us to be on the Agora distribution now. And I know Dan. I know him. I don't tell it all about it. So anybody who's interested, The first thing I want you to do is find out for yourself what it's all about. You can go to IGRAA.com. That's the website, IGARA, IGRAA.com. IGARAA.com, I'm sorry. IGARAA.com. Find out for yourself. Search that website. Listen to the music. All the clients have their own music and bio page. Listen to the music. Look at the products that they have. You get ready to come out with Italian-made signature tennis shoes. Okay. I mean, deals with Amazon for studio equipment. You know, you can see me with my earphones on. You know, they do everything. They do everything. Like I said, the cost, the yearly fee is nothing. In fact, through the end of the year, tier one, and you'll see that information on the website, $49.99. I think it's $49.99 for the year.
Got you.
Okay.
Wow.
IGARAA.com. I want that concert here this year. We're going to have that concert here this year.
Speak it into existence.
Okay.
I'm in.
Yep, we're going to have it. We're going to have it. Woo! All right. So that's what I'm doing. I've got my next book coming out on Valentine's Day. The name of it is Relationships As They Are. Where are they? The truth and nothing but the truth. And you have to get it because we're not talking about your everyday what people think a relationship is. We're talking about all types of relationships. And I can just let you know the number one and two relationships are your relationships with God and your relationship with yourself.
I appreciate that for real.
Okay, because if you ain't got those two relationships, what the heck are you trying to get another one from? You think?
I'm done. So now I know I have to pick that book up directly from you and actually read it so that I'll definitely learn something. There we go.
Okay.
That way I know I won't treat Danielle excellent.
Let somebody else know who you are. You don't know me. You don't know me. You don't know yourself.
Thank you so much.
All
I appreciate
right, so
you.
That's what I am doing. Radio station still going strong.
You can
hit me up on I Am a Superwoman Radio 7 days a week. We have I'm coming up with a new show with the pastor out of Alabama. I'm gonna have a pastor's corner, and he's not the preacher. He's gonna be doing veteran services, you know, things like that, resources for veterans and the homeless and at-risk youth, things like that. But then I do have a pastor that's coming on. Out of Atlanta. His name is Henry Lewis Adams, and this man is real. I'm gonna put it that way. He's real. He's real.
I appreciate you so much. And now we have to tune into your show. That shows and network 24 hours a day, as well as the Facebook Live and everything else, and prepare for the concert that the creator is going to allow to happen in our area.
Yep. So we it's gonna happen. We just don't know when, but it's gonna be this year. I can tell you that much. Yep.
I agree.
I want to thank all your listeners in advance for their support. I'm not gonna wait until after they support me. I'm gonna thank them now before they even you know reach their hands out. So they already know I appreciate them.
Thank you so much once again. We appreciate you. And that's for real. You will continue to do what you're doing, because at least we know that one of the tracks we'll play going out is definitely that I Ain't Listen from Joseph Motley Jr., Black House Sounds.
All right.
Oh, talk to you shortly.
Okay, brother. Thank you.
No problem. As a matter of fact, since I like that song, I'm going to allow that to play itself out. But I am going to take the last phone call at 216703. 216703. How you feeling out there?
How everybody doing out there? It's the one and only Black House Sounds own Hurricane Bang. How you doing there, Mr. Kilroy?
Man, I'm doing well. What about you, brother?
Man, I'm doing so good right now, man. 2018 is really starting out to be a good year for Black House and everybody as a whole. I don't know if you guys have been getting up on what Black House has been doing, but we just dropped a new single called In and Out featuring myself, Mr. Powers,
right,
the Sheriff, and Mr. Motley. Both versions is on YouTube right now. They're snippets, but the whole song will be constructed real soon. We're going to get that to you guys, man. And Mr. Porter, you already know,
yes,
man,
sir.
This is really a big hit, man. Really.
I know that.
Oh my, it's so fire, man. It's just ridiculous, man, you know. And also, if you guys haven't checked it out, I have my own single, solo, produced by Mr. Molly, Black House Sound, make real Cleveland music. It's called Motivation. It's on YouTube right now. The views are looking real good. As far as anything else, man, you know, you guys can get me on Facebook, Champagne Bang. I also got a official Hurricane Bang / Underrated ENT music page on Facebook.
Okay.
Also, I'm on IG. I'm on that piff. My IG tag is Hurricane Bang _ 5950. Man, you know, we just working on so many things right now, man. It's just ridiculous, man. You know the. Oh yeah, you guys don't forget. Open mic, Black House Sound open mic will be back next month. So don't make sure you guys come to that, man. You know, we got the movie coming, man. We still got the video for Motivation coming. We got the video for What You Mad At coming. We got other videos coming, man. It's just going great, man. 2018 is really going to be a powerful year for Black House Sound, man.
I believe that. Thank you so much for calling in. I think I have something to play that you just might like.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely want to hear that. I appreciate you also, and I appreciate all the callers.
I'm into that, because if it wasn't for the callers and for the fans, I know where I'd be, and that is nowhere on air right now. So thanks, brother.
As always.
No problem. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to listen to this track, then I'm going to try to find... prepare to get that particular book so that, hey, I can at least know about what to do in a relationship, so at least then you'll
no matter
found.
What they say,
so I'll be
heard
back.
It is. No matter what they do, you never heard. I ain't listening. My ancestors told me it's a journey. Now today, I ain't listening to the condition. Big business. Never heard. I ain't listen. My ancestors told me it's a journey. Now what's today? What's the right direct? What's the wrong direct? Politicians only care when you vote for them. This damn Negro huddle up an open gym. I give them food, I swear you can open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in. Most people can't read a shame, thinking better than. As Bill Cosby, thank for what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life went in vain, now it's over with. For baby mamas and baby fathers in companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some things, yeah. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. shells of my scene, yeah. I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This is my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy, I'm here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you rather pull a back though. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they
say,
they
can never hurt
big
me.
Business.
No matter what they do,
they can never hurt
me. I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me it's a currency.
As we prepare to head out, I will let people know that on Wednesdays around 7:15 p.m., you can come out to 15415 Kipling Avenue. That's 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe to the Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters at the 44110 area code. And feel free to come through. And as a matter of fact, I will leave you with this one thought. You will hear next week. Wow, it'll be maybe 1 week before I let people know about some of the interesting places where I plan on having those CMHA listening parties as far as the CD goes. Also, what will be happening during that time next week, probably get into, some big changes coming in store. Major things, talk about positive for the Black Man's Army Man-to-Man program. Creator has been very, very good to us. With that being said, you'll find out more about that. And by next week, we need to look at whose fault was it for this shutdown. It happened for 3 days. And was it really necessary? And what do we have to look forward to coming up in February? Some interesting thought processes to go into that. But as always, look out for each other. Take care of each other. Be peaceful, and I look forward to talking to you and at least showing up to represent you. Please, if you heard about a program or a radio show or something happening, check them out, please. Cross-reference is the only way we will begin to continue to drive a stronger unit home. Peace.